returns.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Help I Have Bugs is the website that sponsors this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. That's Help I Have Bugs. Help I Have Bugs. There's a video on there that I made 6 years ago all about cockroaches. Go watch it. HelpIHaveBugs.com. Rarely get mean email. Rarely. And you know what? I think this is a conspiracy. Oh, hi, everyone. AskTheGardenGeek.com. I am Michael Gross. I am your chief geek, and I am here to entertain and inform and maybe hopefully not bore you too much. This week, I got four emails saying what a horrible person I am because I use Roundup. One guy was just so fanatical about it that, he's never going to listen to me on the radio again. By the way, I know that he's listening. Hi, how you doing? Hi. His name is James, by the way. Hello, James. How are you? I know you're listening. Okay, because you just want to see if I was going to respond to your email. And I got all these links to all these junk science websites and all of this. So I guess that I should take a little bit of time and explain my feelings. You know, I'm going to show you how I feel about this. You're going to get a look inside me. I'm only kidding. I'm not getting emotional about Roundup. I first came in contact with Roundup when Roundup was created. And I got to tell you, when Roundup came on the market, everybody in the landscape maintenance industry, you know, the people who mow your grass and trim your shrubs, all of those people. And by the way, there's a lot of those people. There are just gazillions of those people across the fruited plain who go out and work very hard to keep your properties and all the professional properties and the condominiums and the banks and the doctor's office and your homes. Anyway, gazillions of these people who work very, very hard. Before Roundup came out, they worked even harder. I know. You know how I know? Because I was doing it back then, man. I was out there. I was out there in the landscape maintenance industry. And here's what we had to do, Matt. We would go out. You know, you did your mowing, your edging, and weed eaters were kind of a new thing, too. I remember when I am so old. Oh, man, this is pathetic. I remember life before weed eaters. But, you know, we went out, we mowed, we edged, we weed-eated. Before we had blowers, we took brooms and swept all the grass clippings off the sidewalk and the street. We did all. It was very labor-intensive, very, very labor-intensive business. Really hard work. And I so admire anybody who works in that industry, anybody who owns a company that works in that industry. And then one day, this new product came out, manufactured by a company called Monsanto. It was called Roundup. Now, there were all kinds of weed killers on the market before Roundup, but they were what we call top kills. You would spray it on the plant, it would burn the plant, and kill it off. Kill off the top, but not the roots. So a lot of landscapers or landscape maintenance people use those products. And, you know, you were putting a lot of pretty intensive chemical in the ground every time you use that. And sometimes it would leach off and get into the roots of the shrubs, and it really wasn't pretty. It wasn't a good thing. And then Roundup came out. The unique thing about Roundup was its mode of action. First of all, let me go into a little bit of detail, because I went to seminars that were put on by the agronomists from Monsanto when this product first came out, because we all had to be educated about this. Everybody in the horticultural industry had to be educated, and Monsanto spent millions of dollars educating us. And here's what they told us. And by the way, it's true. The active ingredient in Roundup is a chemical called glyphosate. In order for glyphosate to legally be manufactured, it had to get an EPA registration. The Environmental Protection Agency had to grant it a registration. I happen to own an EPA registration on a pesticide that a company I owned, used to manufacture. We don't manufacture it anymore. But let me tell you how hard it is to get an EPA registration. Back in the 70s, I think it was, when Monsanto got the EPA registration, it cost them upwards to $80 million, which was a lot of money back then. It's a lot of money now, but it was a really big amount of money back then. They had to prove a couple of things to the EPA. First of all, they had to prove the safety of the product. They had to go through all kinds of testing to prove that the product was safe for people, pets, and all that good type of stuff. They had to, like I say, produce millions of dollars worth of data where the LD50 of the product was established. The LD50, oh man, the PETA people are just going to hate me like poison after I tell them what the LD50 is. But the LD50 of a pesticide is the lethal dosage that will kill 50% of the test animals that they tested on. Okay, go ahead. I know. But, you know, that's how they do it. Like it or not, that's how they do it. It's, by the way, it's done with cleaners. It's done with pesticides. It's done with all kinds of stuff that is around people. All right. So we're not here to debate LD50, but the LD50, that number had to be very, very high in order for Roundup to get a signal word that the EPA also grants called caution. Caution is the least toxic of pesticide. It's the least toxic classification you can get. You have caution, you have warning, and then you have danger. Roundup, their glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, has a caution rating. The next thing they had to prove is that the stuff worked, that the efficacy of the product, you know, that the stuff really worked. They had to prove that beyond any shadow of a doubt. So once that all happened, and about $80 million was spent, Roundup came on the market. And by the way, back then, Roundup was like $125 a gallon. It was costing them about $2 a gallon to make it, but they had to charge $125 a gallon on the wholesale level because they had to pay back that $80 million that they invested. It wasn't cheap. You know, they had to do this. Then, several years into it, the EPA said about all of the pesticides that were on the market, they said, hey, guess what? We want every pesticide on the market to go through that testing again to prove to us that everything's still cool. And once again, Monsanto spent gazillions of dollars to once again prove. And by the way, Dow Chemicals spent a lot of money on products. I mean, all of the pesticide companies, Rhone Palanque, Bayer, all of them spent millions of dollars to reestablish all of their pesticides. And Roundup passed once again. The way this product works is it touches the green part of a plant. And then the glyphosate actually enters into the green part of the plant and it translocates down to the roots. In other words, it gets sucked into the green part of the plant and it goes right down to the root and it kills the plant, has no effect on the soil whatsoever at all, kills the plant, DRT, that's dead right there, in a matter of days. You can spray it on the bark of a tree and it won't hurt the tree. So I'm going to tell you, the landscape maintenance industry loved it. It was such a labor-saving device for them. It saved them millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars and made the jobs of the people who went out and did the hard work of maintaining landscapes much, much easier. Now, to this day, I swear by Roundup. But that isn't why people hate Monsanto. People say they hate Monsanto because of Roundup, but it's all misinformation. It's all, just let me just say it right out loud, it's all BS. But the other reason that they hate Monsanto, which I don't have enough information on, is because Monsanto now creates GMOs. They have genetically modified corn and soybean seeds that they've put out into the market, and the genetic modification means that it cannot be affected, either the corn or the soybeans cannot be affected by glyphosate. So the farmers can now go spray glyphosate in the fields and not kill their corn. And that is the problem. Not my job. I don't worry about that. But I'm going to tell you, glyphosate, as far as use of as a herbicide, is wonderful. It's safe. The other thing, we'll talk about it another time. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Help I Have Bugs is the website that sponsors this edition of Ask the Garden Geek. That's Help I Have Bugs. Help I Have Bugs. There's a video on there that I made 6 years ago all about cockroaches. Go watch it. HelpIHaveBugs.com.
And here we go. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is I, Michael Crows. This is Ask the Garden Geek on your favorite listening device. It could be your radio. It could be your iPod. Does anyone still have iPods? I have one somewhere. Or it could be on your telephone. You know, more radio, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but more radio is listened to on these little devices, these cell phones now, than ever before. As a matter of fact, more media is listened to off of our telephones. And that's why our telephones now are can we even call them telephones anymore? You know, I started doing this radio show in 1987. That's a long time ago. And when I look at what technology has done, when I started doing this nationally syndicated radio show, I would walk into a studio over in Tampa, Florida, that had all of the music that you just heard that opened up the show, was on little carts. Like, they look like 8-track tape thingies, but they weren't 8-track tapes. They were actually 4-track tapes, but they were on carts. And a producer on the other side of the double bulletproof glass, my contract always called for double bulletproof glass. Long story. I'll tell you about it sometime. But on the other side of the double bulletproof glass was a producer, and I had many of them. And they would, you know, when the show would start, they would pot up my microphone. I just sat there. I just sat there in a room and talked. And they would push a button, which fired up the cart that played that music and any commercials. Everything was done on tape. Our signal, now we were pretty far advanced technologically. Our signal went up much the way it does now, but in those days, the signal went up in an analog manner to a satellite called Galaxy One up in the sky, where it was then turned right around and shot back down to radio stations who had these big, big satellite dishes outside the radio stations. And they would take that signal. And then as time advanced, that turned into a digital signal going up there. Anyway, now I don't go into a studio to do my show anymore. I do it right from my home. And everything is software-based. All of the music that you hear is all controlled by my computer. I have a rather intense board here that I had to learn how to use. And
I add all of the elements myself. I just do all of this myself right here. And I ship the show right over to the network digitally. And it is they then ship it up to a really much more advanced satellite, much more advanced satellite than we were using in those old days. And those satellites, that satellite shoots the program down to radio stations everywhere. It's just really strange how all of this came into being. So, and I have no idea why I went into that. I have absolutely no idea why I went into that at all, because what I was going to talk to you about in this segment was, once again, heat stress. Heat stress on plants. It is out there like crazy. And what can people do? Here is what I'm running into right now. I live, well, no matter where you live, you have these things. We used to call them front porches. Remember that? Or back porches. Remember the back porch? It had a roof over it. Some of them have screens. And you have front porch. Now they're called lanais. I have no idea why. But now they're called lanais. And this time of year, except for me, because I just don't, but I used to, a lot of people have plants out on those lanais. Did I say that right? Out on the lanais. Or out on the front porch. Or out on the back porch. Everybody has hanging plants. They got plants sitting on tables. I used to have a lot of those. A bunch of them. I don't right now. And because I just don't have time to take care of them, which is really sad that I don't have time at my age. I don't have time to piddle with my plants. That bothers me. But anyway, enough about that. These plants are dying everywhere. These plants are in the shade and they're wilting. And the email questions that I'm getting about this is, Michael, what can I do? What can I say? How can I save my plants? And people are fertilizing. Don't. Okay. Here's, if people are overwatering them, don't. Water them as you normally would. Stick the finger down into the potting soil. Make sure that they have enough water. Many plants like Diffenbachias, Peperomias, Weeping Figs, they like to dry out between waterings. But because of all of the heat that we are experiencing in many parts of the country right now, there is one thing that I would encourage you to do. I have a plastic bottle. I have a big old plastic bottle with a mister on it. You know, one of those, you know, squeeze it. Psh, psh. I have one in the house for the house plants in the house. You know what else I use it for in the house? Should I tell you this? Should I even share this with you? I'm going to. I have two wonderful cats, but sometimes they like to get up on things that they're not supposed to be up on. And the way we taught them not to get up on things that they're not supposed to get out is to, my little misting bottle, I would have it like a squirt gun, and I would just shoot it. Now I don't even have to do that. If I see them jumping up on top of the TV, I just pick the bottle up. So all I got to do is just touch the bottle. The cats are gone, just like that. But these misting bottles, what you do is you mist those plants in the morning before you go to work. Mist them when you get home. If you're not working, ever so once in a while you're wandering around in, you know, out in the lanai, take the little misting bottle and mist them. That's all you have to do. Now, if you want to do something else, you can mix one capful of Super Thrive in with the mister, you know, in a gallon of water. One capful in a gallon of water to put in your misting thing. And don't do that all the time. Just do that once. Just do it once and then never do it again for the rest of the summer. But that adds a little bit of Super Thrive, which is a 50 vitamin and mineral complex. I have nothing to do with them financially. I wish I did. Gosh, too. I wish I did. I wish I owned that company. Wish I got a commission for all the Super Thrive that I have sold over the years simply by recommending it. How do you get Super Thrive? I buy mine now on eBay. And there's a lot of people selling it on eBay. Just eBay. Just go to eBay. Type in Super Thrive. You'll find it. It's in garden centers, but it's hard to find. But just miss the plants. They'll be fine. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. Hope you're having a terrific, cool day.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
biztalkradio.com.
Do you like to listen to music loud? You know, remember when you were young? You would crank up the stereo. Oh, hi, everyone. Michael Kroos here, Ask the Garden Geek. And you know what I've been doing today? This is Thursday. It's the Saturday show for most people. I pre-record on Thursday. Sometimes I pre-record on Wednesdays, but today I'm pre-recording on Thursday. And you know what I did before I was recording? I was listening to music very loudly on my Bose acoustic wave machine. And I was only able to do that because my 21-year-old son is out for the evening. When he's here, I can't do this. And now this is such a paradox because I remember being a kid, a teenager, living at 2301 Mangrum Drive in the small town of Dunedin, Florida, with my parents. And I had this, I worked hard, you know, I worked hard for my money. And when I was a kid, I mowed lawns and then I went to work in a grocery store. But anyway, I saved my money, bought a motorcycle. Wasn't that cool? But also bought for, at the time, a pretty cool component stereo system. It had a turntable. It had an amplifier and an AM FM radio. And it had big old honking speakers on it. Paid a lot of money for it back in those days. And I could not play the music loud like I wanted to because my parents said, turn the music down, turn the music. And then I said, someday, I'm going to be an adult and I'm going to be able to crank that music up all I want. So, you know, I'm an adult. I got married. I take my component stereo system into my new apartment, which was a duplex on 922 Magnolia Drive in Clearwater, Florida, with the new lovely Mrs. Kroos, and I crank up my stereo. And what happens? The people next door are banging on the wall. Oh, man, can't play it there. Then the next thing you know, you have kids. Then the next thing you know, finally, 30-some years later, I find myself in this house where I'm at 9 years ago, almost 10 years ago. I find myself in this house that I'm at right now. I moved in here, and I said, I'm going to live alone, and it's a separate house. Nobody's going to be in here but me. I went and I bought this Bose acoustic wave machine. Wasn't cheap. Cost a bunch of money. Stuck it in the living room. Got out my CDs. Plopped it on there. Took the remote control. Cranked it up. And I wandered around the house while the Bose was just shooting his music everywhere. And I said, finally. Then my daughter moved in with me. Dad, you got to turn that down. I can't even concentrate. Oh, man, you know. And now Zach lives with me. And I still can't. But tonight, listen to music. I was able to listen to music. And when I'm done doing radio, guess what I'm going to do again? Yeah. Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. It's going to be here all over my house on my Bose acoustic wave machine. Anyway, that's not why I'm here to talk to you today. I am here today to talk to you about termites because I'm getting emails from all over the South about termite swarms that are happening. I guess I need to talk a little bit about termites. I've done this before, but I will do it again. In the United States, there are basically two different types of termites that bother us. Most of the country, just about all, most of the country, Alaska doesn't have it. North Dakota doesn't have it. I guess Maine doesn't have it. Maybe Maine does have it. I don't know. But they all have something called subterranean termites. Subterranean termites live in the ground. That's right. They live underground. And in nature, they crawl around looking for dead wood or any form of cellulose. Could be a bunch of dead leaves, but it's usually dead wood. You know, branch falls out of the tree, hits the ground. Guess what? Termites come out of the ground. They're foraging. They have the little workers that go out and forage for food to take back to the colony. The colony includes a queen termite, workers, soldiers who defend the colony, and then, at certain times of the year, reproductives or winged reproductives. And they come out and they fly out and start new termite colonies. Now, the cool thing about termites, because in nature, they are so important, because when that limb falls off that tree or that tree dies and falls over, we need that tree to biodegrade into the soil. And termites help that wonderfully, because they go and they eat all the wood, and then guess what they do? They poop. That's right. Termites eat the wood. Termites poop. Comes out kind of muddy, like yucky looking. And it's just nature. It enhances the soil. It makes trees grow healthy. It makes other plants that are in the woods grow healthy. It's all part of the way nature intended it. Now, in the South, there's another kind of termite. It's called a drywood termite. Drywood termites do not live in the ground. Oh, by the way, these subterranean termites that live in the ground, they come to your house because you got wood in your house. Even if you have a concrete house, you got wood in your house. You got wood in your house. Trust me, there's a lot of wood in your house. And they find little cracks and crevices in your foundation, and they crawl up through that. And they eat your house. That's what they do because it's wood. They're just doing what comes naturally to them. They like it. Life is good, and off they go. But the subterranean termites have to leave your house and go back to the soil every 10 hours. They can't stay in your house for more than 10 hours. They come up there, they eat a bunch of wood, and then they take it back to the queen to feed the queen. So they're constantly coming back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So then there's this other thing called drywood termites. Drywood termites do not live in the soil. They actually live in wood. They live in wood that is not alive. So they will live in wood where they will swarm out, and that's what's happening right now. People are finding termite swarms in the South right now, and those are drywood termites, and those are flying out and finding little cracks and crevices in wood in nature for them to crawl into and establish a new colony. And a lot of that's going on all over Southern California, Southern Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and Florida, and in Puerto Rico, and in Cuba, and in Nicaragua. I mean, all over the South, that is happening right now. And people want to know, what are we going to do about this? Well, the way we control termites varies depending upon what kind of termite we have. If we have these subterranean termites, the kind that live in the soil and come up into your house, there's two ways to treat them. One is to create a chemical barrier. The most popular chemical barrier right now is a product manufactured by a company called, who manufactures Termidor now? It's a new company, BASF. And it is, the active ingredient is called fipronil, and the product is called Termidor. You put Termidor, the companies come out and they essentially trench around your house, inject this termiticide, this Termidor, into the soil. They might have to drill some holes here and there to inject it underneath the slab in different areas. And Termidor is a non-repellent insecticide, and it kills the termites. Does a wonderful job. The drywood termites, on the other hand, that's a little bit different because you never know where they are. You kind of have to find them, and you can't find all of them. So if you can find where they are, you can drill holes and inject disodium octaborate tetrahydrate, which is a very fancy word for liquid boric acid, into those galleys where the termites are living, and it will wick through the wood, and they will die. There's another product called orange oil, D-limonene, does the same thing. Totally natural product. Does the same thing. But you have to get it where the termites are. The other option that is done in the South is called tent fumigation. This is where a
exterminator, pest control company, comes out, puts his big tent over your house, and injects a gas into the house, which penetrates all of the wood all the way through the house and kills every drywood termite in your house in one fell swoop. They're all dead. They're all gone. Everything is wonderful. It has absolutely zero residual, so termites could reinfest your house the next day. But the drywood termites, if they did reinfest your house the next day, would take years and years and years and years and years before you ever even noticed them. That's a little bit about termites. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Did a horticultural consult 2 days ago for a very famous person. If I mentioned that's this person's name, you would immediately know who it is. So I will not mention the person's name. But this person, I'm not even going to identify if it's a male or a female. We're going to keep it that vague. But I live in the Tampa Bay area, and there are famous people here. A bunch of famous people here. Lots of them. A lot more than you might think. But anyway, this famous person bought a rather old home that somebody is going to spend a lot of, well, they are going to spend a lot of money having it remodeled. You know, like a this old house type thing. But a, you know, a beautiful home, gotta say. But this beautiful home is surrounded by old oak trees that are, in my humble opinion, on their last leg. And the branches are hanging over the house everywhere. Now, you've heard me say this before, and this is just evidence of it, that trees are terrible around houses. I am not a fan of at all of having trees in your yard if they are anywhere near the house. If you want to have a tree in your yard, make sure it's way by the back fence. Trees do terrible things. Let me tell you what trees have done to this person's beautiful house that they spent. By the way, they bought the house that they're going to have to spend about $500,000 remodeling. They bought the house for just under $1 million the way it was with all these trees. Well, one of the things the trees have done, and there are probably 19 to 20 trees in the yard. One of the things the trees have done is the roots have gotten into the main sewer line from the house that goes out to the street that hooks into the sewer. And it has broken, because it's an old house, it has cast iron pipes. And the roots have just broken through there in several areas. They've had one of those, you know, root thingies, companies come out on several occasions. But it just now, the more those people come, by the way, those, you know, rotor things, those little blade things that clean out your sewers, if they're doing it for roots, the more they come, the more roots come, because they don't solve the problem at all. They get rid of the roots that are in the sewer pipe right now, but they come back with a vengeance the more, you know, because when you cut them off, more come back. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. So that's thing number one that all these trees are doing. So find out, if you're going to plant trees, find out where your sewer line is, and don't plant trees anywhere near them where the drip line or the roots are going to extend. That's number one. Number two, these trees that are going all over this roof, famous person said to me, well, gosh,
My air conditioning bill is not going to be very high because I'm totally shaded in by these trees, which in the back of my mind are saying, okay, this person has more money than you can ever imagine. This person had a Rolls Royce that this person drove up in. A Rolls Royce, a $250,000 car, for crying out loud. All right? And they're worried about their air conditioning bill. Okay, I got a good idea with that. I've got some helpful hints with that later, but let's go back to the trees. The roof needs to be replaced. Why does the roof need to be replaced? Because the trees are putting leaves all over the roof, which are deteriorating the shingles. Large branches are falling off the roof. And doing that, a lot of the trees are in such bad shape that the trees are going to be dead before terribly long anyway. And I counted, probably seven trees that, in my humble opinion, needed to be cut down because they were at the end of their life cycle. I brought in a consulting arborist who I have a great deal of respect for, and they have a tree company to look at it. They came in after I was done because this rich, famous person just wanted to keep the trees as best as possible, especially covering the house. Even though, pointed out, you're talking about probably, gosh, I'm guessing on this house, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to replace the roof. That's okay. The trees are going to save them on air conditioning. But you know, I counted out, well, the arborist went out there today, and I spoke with the arborist this afternoon. Guess what? The arborist recommended 13 trees that needed to be taken out because they were at the end of their life cycle, and if bad storms come through, these trees are in great danger of falling over onto this, you know, famous person's Rolls Royce, and not to mention the famous person's children's Corvette that I see. And what else did I see? I saw a Z28, all kinds of really nice vehicles that were parked there, and more to come from what I understand. So, you know, that was the, you know, recommendation by that. Needless to say, famous person doesn't love me, doesn't love the arborist who I sent down there, and the cost for removing said trees, plus trimming all the dead wood out of the trees that don't need to be removed, and all that, that bill is close to $20,000. Whoa! Must be nice to be filthy rich. I want to be filthy rich, I swear. You know, but, this person is filthy rich because they're in movies. So they get filthy rich by being in movies. But, you know, wow, that's, you know, trees and houses, in my humble opinion, do not mix. I remember at the house that I lived in before this one, I actually bought that house from my first wife and her husband. I never lived in a house with my first wife, but her and her husband had this house. It was a nice house. And she planted a weeping fig right outside the kid's bathroom. And when I saw that, I said, don't do that. She goes, oh, no, it's going to be lovely there. The roots from that weeping fig went into the sewers underneath that bathroom. And before I bought the house from her, she spent upwards to about $6,000 to have that whole mess fixed. You know? You got to watch this stuff. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.